you know, who hates the early Christians. So then the blessing will reflect hatred. We are not interested in hatred here. We're interested in making a theological statement. And therefore, we find that in the book of Ovos, in the book of the Ethics of the Fathers, Shmuel HaKotan is quoted as saying that when your enemy will be defeated, you shall not rejoice at your enemy's defeat. That is the statement of Shmuel HaKotan that is quoted in Pirkei Ovos. The reason that it's quoted is to show us his set of mind. That's the kind of person he was. He had no malice within him. But there are such people that have existed in the world that they can pursue a war without malice. Abraham Lincoln is one of them. I think the greatest example in American history, where with malice towards none and charity towards all, he beat the South into the ground with a stick. And both things were true. It's a rare type of person. So Shmuel HaKotan was commissioned to write a blessing. The blessing that we have in our text in the Siddur today is not the original blessing. It has undergone censorship, both censorship from the Jewish people and censorship from especially the Roman Church, which over the centuries has controlled and influenced and changed a great deal within Jewish literature, including the prayer book that we have. There are entire parts that are deleted from the prayer book. For instance, that famous sentence in Olenu, right, that is just deleted because of the fact that the practicality of it is that the Christians would get the wrong idea, and we don't need that problem, and therefore we just took it out. We preserved it in other ways. And now that the Jews have returned to Israel, and the Israeli Siddurim are reprinted with all of most of the censored parts, 90% of the censored parts put back in. The same thing is true of the Talmud. There's a great deal of censorship in the Talmud. Most of it has been put back in. But the gist of the blessing of Shmuel HaKotan in the time of the early Christians, the Jews had a name for the early Christians. They were called Minim. How that name arose, there are different theories. Some say it's a contraction of Hebrew words. Some say it's a Greek name. But in any event, the name Min meant an early Christian. Since then, the name Min has come to mean any non-believer, or anyone who is an apikores, anyone who is an agnostic within the Jewish faith. Its meaning has been expanded, but it had a very particular meaning in its origin. The particular meaning in the origin was Min were the early Christians. And this blessing was a blessing against the Minim. It was a declaration that a person who was an early Christian would never recite, because it was a negative description and a negative request, let us put, from God regarding the early Minim. And because of that, then the rabbi sat back and said, now let's see who recites the blessing and who does not recite the blessing. And the Talmud tells us that anyone who would not recite the blessing publicly was excluded from the synagogue, was excluded from the Jewish community. It became the litmus paper test. And therefore, in a short period of time, within 15 to 20 years, Christians were divided from within the Jewish community. Now, those Christians that followed the ideals of Peter set up for themselves synagogues, Jewish communities, wherever they were in the Christian world, that resembled the Jewish way of life almost exactly, with the exception